calling all members of the in crowd. If you want to get in on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast, or drop us a line on X @faderoutednz. You can find us on Facebook, The Fade Route with DNZ. We're on Spreaker. We're on YouTube, The Fade Route with DNZ. Catch our videos. Like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and spread the word. Order up! You know that sound, right? We all know that
sound. Sounds like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Can I phone a friend? Can I buy a vowel? It is time for the NFL draft. The waiting is over. And now, the Chicago Bears are officially on the clock. But who are they going to take? So it's time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
We are ordering up our mock drafts for the top five picks. Will we have trades? Will we surprise? You'll see. From 1 to 5, what do you got, D?
All right, number one, I'm going with Caleb Williams. Just seems like a no-brainer. They emptied their cupboard of quarterback with Justin Fields' trade. They've got to be going with, everyone says it's the next Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know why that's a good thing. So the Bears take Caleb Williams. With number two pick, despite what everybody thinks, I'm going with the Commies taking quarterback Jaden Daniels out of LSU at number two. Why else would you go and get that clown from USC, the quarterback coach, to come over there and coach? He's not coaching Drake May. Number three, I have a trade. I believe the New England Patriots will trade with the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings will move up to three, and they will draft Drake May. We will have three quarterbacks with the first three picks. At number four, I think the Arizona Cardinals get Marvin Harrison Jr. And at number five, I think the Los Angeles Chargers get the left tackle from Notre Dame, Joe Alt. Z, what do you got?
Solid. All solid choices. It seems like a fait accompli that Caleb Williams is going to go number one to the Bears. It's pretty much all but written in stone, right? It seems that that's the way to go. Despite all the smoke around this guy and all of the questionable decisions and the questionable way he's been kind of comporting himself during the combine, it looks like he's locked in at number one. And maybe that's why he's acting this way, because he's a guy who knows he's about to go number one. So, screw it. I'll indulge him. I'll be your Huckleberry. Welcome to Chicago, Caleb Williams. Second pick, the Washington Commanders. I gotta say, they're closer than we think. I think the Commanders are closer than we think to being an impact team. And does Jaden Daniels, as athletic as he is, does he get them closer to being ready? I don't think so. So I am going to have to go with Drake May out of North Carolina, going number two to the Commies. Which means at number three, barring a trade, which if he's available, I don't think there's going to be a trade. I think that if their guy is available, the Patriots are going to take him, and that is Jaden Daniels. I think Daniels goes number three to the New England Patriots. Number four, the Arizona Cardinals. This is another one that seemed locked in for months now, that Marvin Harrison Jr. is the guy. I don't buy the scuttlebutt that he's slipping his way down the board. I don't buy it. I think they're going to snap him up, and I think they're going to give Kyler Murray a nice, shiny new weapon to ultimately disappoint with.
Yeah.
What can I say? He's a second baseman, not a quarterback. And number five, this is where shit gets tricky. Right? What do the Chargers do? Do they take Joe Alt? Right? And taking Joe Alt means that you're all in on Justin Herbert, at least for now. But is it possible that they move on from Justin Herbert, even just by, I mean, could this be the case where they're going to just move down a few spots, right? A team that's enamored with a quarterback moves up, steps in and takes him, and then you can take your guy. You can take J.J. McCarthy if you want to do. And it sounds like Jim Harbaugh wants to do. I don't think you're working a draft day trade for Justin Herbert, though. I think that's going to be too rich for the Vikings' blood. That's going to be too rich for the Chargers' blood. That takes time. Laying the groundwork for something like that takes time. So I don't see them making that trade with the Vikings. I could see the Denver Broncos dipping back into it. The Denver Broncos could definitely dip back into it. I don't think the Giants would trade up one spot. I think they'll be happy with whoever comes their way. Particularly if the offensive tackle ends up falling to them. I would take Joe Alt in a heartbeat if I was a Giant. So I got a trade coming up. The Broncos add to their quarterback room. They trade for the number 5 overall pick, and they take J.J. McCarthy out of the University of Michigan. We'll see what happens. Draft day is a very, very fun day. So, get comfy. Have a lot of snacks. Have some beverages. And root your ass off for guys in suits. Make that happen. What's your top 5? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com or slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast or drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNC and tell us what your top 5 is, and if you have any trades. We love to hear that. The wackier, the better. Keep them coming. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.